Dan Hurley joining us here on the Sports Map Radio Network. Dan, when you look at how much Miami can score, the game plan defensively, how did you hold them at bay most of the night?
Yeah, we knew we had to play our best defensive game. If we got ourselves into a shootout with these guys, I think we would have had a tough time outscoring them. So yeah, we knew that our individual defense, one-on-one, because it's such a great one-on-one team, had to be on point. We had to pressure and disrupt in spots on the court where we knew we could. And then we had to get into driving gaps and protect the rim and try to keep them off the free throw line.
Obviously, this tournament, you guys, your margin of victory has been really impressive. And I'm sure you know this tournament as well as anybody. It always feels like sooner or later the tournament gets you. And you can run into a team where maybe you don't have your best stuff. They hit a ton of shots. That hasn't happened to you. Why?
I just think that we're sound across the board. I mean, we defend at a high level. We're a top offensive in terms of efficiency. You know, we rebound the heck out of the ball. You know, we play as hard or harder than any team in the country. And then we have the depth. And then obviously you have the two centers. And we have a lot of answers. And when people see us for the first time, it's a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, if you were coaching against your own team, how do you game plan? It feels like you have to kind of pick your poison against Connecticut, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have things I would do because I know this group really well. I'm certainly not going to share them with you right now. And then because I know the Aztec staff is...
They're dialed in right now.
They're dialed in. So for us, I think, we have flaws like every team. We were exposed in January when we stopped defending.
What about the Big East really prepares you so well? I'm sure you've heard the undefeated and non-conference stats so much, but, you know, it's obviously a little bit of a slog there with some of the teams that can really wear you down, and you guys then come into the tournament and you just have been beating the snot out of teams. What about the league really just gets you ready for these games?
Yeah, I mean, four of the best teams in the country this year, us, Xavier, Creighton, and Marquette, and then even Providence for a while was looking like a top 20 team, top 15 team, so we felt like top four teams, the Big East was the best conference in the country. So getting your brains beat in and beating their brains in at different times, I think we were battle-tested coming in.
Coming into this game tonight against Miami, the 24 to 48 hours for Jordan Hawkins, I mean, what was it like?
Brutal. Brutal for him. He I didn't think he was going to play. He ran in and out of shoot-around today into the bathroom. He was able to eat some saltine crackers and some dry toast. But he answered a lot of questions about his toughness today.
And also, you mentioned your centers. I mean, you know, Klingon and Sonogo. It just feels like it's a battle for the other team because you guys wear them down in the trenches, you know, for a football analogy. It's like offensive linemen that are just, you know, winning off the ball every time. Is that what it feels like for your opponents, you think, going against those guys?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to have a serious front court to deal with our two bigs and the fact that they're both so different. You know, one is a 6'9". Just physical beast that will duck you in and score you in the post and offensive rebound you. And then you have the 7'2", you know, ball screen and roll guy that can devastate you with rim protection and offensive rebounding as well. So it's a great luxury to have the two.
Obviously a quick turnaround now, and that's part of the tournament. You get to these weekend events, and you got to quickly get ready to play another game. How have you been able to kind of turn things around quickly so far in the tournament, and what do you do now between now and San Diego State?
Yeah, I mean, having two of the best assistant coaches in the country, associate head coach Kamani Young and Luke Murray. I mean, these guys get these guys so prepared, and you know, obviously my total focus was on Miami, and you know, I'll go and go and watch San Diego State until the wee hours of the night. I'll get a couple hours sleep, and then you know, we'll just continue this prep. But I think this will be a hell of a championship game.
What are those practices like in between?
Not much. I mean, it's walkthrough, it's video, it's make sure you guys are rested. There's not much you were going to be able to do at this point. I mean, both teams have played a long, you know, physical season to get to this point. I think we're, you know, just going to, you know, get our prep in and see who's the better team.
Obviously, your family has been through, you know, basketball lives with your brother and your father. Brian Dutcher, obviously, has been in this game for quite a bit as well. What do you know about Coach Dutch?
I know his background, man, and I couldn't be prouder to coach against somebody that paid their dues. you know, the guy, the way he's paid his dues, an assistant at Michigan and an assistant for Coach Fisher at San Diego State, and had to wait for his opportunity, you know, as he probably watched less qualified people, you know, get jobs that he probably deserved. It'd be an honor to coach against somebody that's had to pay their dues like me.
A couple more. Dan, obviously, you're a North Jersey guy, and when it comes to resurrecting the biggest brand in the Northeast in Connecticut, have you allowed yourself to think about that at all this season, just the fact that, you know, everybody says, oh, is this program back? You know, and now everybody's saying UConn's back.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I mean, I take a lot of pride in where we've taken this thing, because it was not in a good place. And, you know, just because you have a great brand and it's national, it doesn't guarantee you anything. There's a lot of great brands that, you know, didn't make the tournament, didn't win in the tournament, or haven't been to a Final Four in a very long time. So I think the way we've built the culture with the people we've done it with, you know, people make places great. Obviously, a place like UConn's got incredible fans and a lot of resources, but, you know, they hired, I think, the right guy in me. I hired the best staff in the country, and that staff and me attracted some incredible players.
All right, Dan, I'm saving the hardest question for last. You're a Jersey guy. Taylor Ham or pork roll?
Pork roll.
There you go. I'm a South Jersey guy.
Let's go, man.